The recent landslide in Oso, Washington that killed at least 41 people gave us all a reminder of the many ways in which the Earth can move. We hear plenty about the Cascadia subduction zone and the risk of earthquakes where we live, but slides are clearly a possibility as well. The Oregon Department of Geology and Mineral Industries, DOGAMI, continues to expand a database tracking slide areas all over Oregon. It is a much deeper and broader database than it was just a few years ago, and it is called Slido. Allie Ryan is DOGAMI's Earth Science Information Officer and our guest here on the Jefferson Exchange. Allie, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Jeffrey. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Slido, why is it called Slido?
Well, two reasons. The acronym actually stands for Statewide Landslide Information Database for Oregon. So that's one reason. And the other reason is it's catchy. You know, we want people to connect with it and remember that acronym and know that it's a place that they can go to find out landslide information for their home and community. So having something that's easy to remember is really important.
And so how long has Slido existed in one form or another?
Slido, you know, the maps that Slido is based on, Slido is a compilation of all landslides that have been found on published maps in Oregon. So the information that's contained in Slido is, you know, years old. It's all of our best information about where landslides have occurred. But in the online interactive version that folks see today, it's been around for about 15 years.
All right, so online and interactive, and it's a pretty interesting map if people want to go there at oregongeology.org/slido. I'm looking at it right now myself and trying to figure out the clusters of things here, and then it occurs to me, most of the stuff is where there are steep slopes. So we're looking generally on the west side of the Willamette Valley into the Coast Range in Oregon and in the Cascades in Oregon as well.
Exactly. So the factors that intersect for landslides to occur, there's a slope, you know, there's a material that is prone to sliding, and then you also need a trigger, which here in Oregon, rainfall is one of the most common triggers for landslides.
When you say material prone to sliding, are there some kinds of things that the earth is made of that are more prone to slide than others?
Absolutely. So that soil composition is a factor as well, and there are many different kinds of soil, and it just all depends on the stability of the slope wherever you happen to be.
As you look at the map, and I'm again looking at it right now, it really looks like a cluster of bees up in the northwest corner of the state, and it sort of thins out as you get further south. There's a pretty good cluster in the Siskiyous, it would appear. How many different landslide locations altogether does Slido account for across the state of Oregon?
More than 46,000 total.
Wow.
Yep.
That's
a lot. You know, this is Oregon is a landslide-prone country, and we are learning more than ever about where these landslides have occurred, thanks in part to a new tool called LIDAR, which stands for Light Detection and Ranging. LIDAR is collected from planes, which pulse millions of light pulses down at the ground to collect very dense clouds of XYZ coordinates, which we then take to create incredibly detailed and accurate maps of the Earth's surface. So we've got this great new tool that lets us see in more detail than ever before what the ground surface actually looks like. So with that, we can see landslide signs that you wouldn't see with the naked eye that we had no idea existed until we started using LIDAR. And actually, of the landslides that are in the Slido database, 20,000 of those have been collected just since 2009. So it's emerging technology telling us more than ever before about what the Earth's surface looks like.
So that's something like 40% of what's in the Slido database that have been discovered just in the last 5 or 6 years or so.
Yeah, it's really dramatically increased our knowledge.
So are there still areas of Oregon that are yet to be covered by LIDAR, or have the flyovers all pretty much happened at this point?
Nope, we're still working on it. We've done a lot of the western portion of the state, not a lot of the eastern portion of the state. So, yeah, that work continues. We had the Oregon LIDAR Consortium, which is a statewide effort to collect LIDAR because it's used. I mean, we use it for so many things relating to geologic hazards. It's great for landslides, you know, it informs, it creates a base, a very accurate base for our tsunami modeling. It's incredibly useful in assessing potential for, you know, earthquakes. There are just a lot of applications, not only for us, but for other folks in Oregon who are interested in getting that very detailed earth surface vegetation building picture.
So there's obviously a dramatic increase in just raw data. Is there therefore an exponential increase as well in understanding landslide causes and behaviors?
You know, it's not necessarily, we're continuing to build that knowledge. You know, the first step really is looking at where have these landslides happened. But you also want to dig into then what does the hazard actually look like for specific communities. So we just finished a very in-depth study for Clackamas County that looked at what is the susceptibility, what is the risk. It actually takes the landslide locations and then looks at, okay, what's on that land? Is it people? Is it structures? And then intersects that information to say, what is the risk? What is the susceptibility for this place? And so that kind of thing, that kind of more in-depth analysis for specific places, is all the more rich for knowing where landslides have happened.
Allie Ryan is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. She's with DOGAMI, the Oregon Department of Geology and Mineral Industries, one of our favorite acronyms here at the Jefferson Exchange. And we're talking about SLIDO, the statewide landslide information database for Oregon, now really coming along in level of detail thanks to LIDAR imaging. You can join our discussion on the Jefferson Exchange as we talk about landslides at 800-838-3760 anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782 by email jx@jeffnet.org. And again, looking back to the SLIDO map, Allie, as I look, it looks like some of the densest clusters of landslides are pretty much due west of Eugene in the Coast Range. Can you tell us what the dynamics are there?
You know, it's really that same slope. It's a mountainous range, so it's slope and type of material, and then the rain. And so it's really all of those things coming together to make that area prone to sliding. And, you know, we see it every year that there are slides in the Coast Range. You know, it's pretty consistent.
It is indeed, and it really does look like a cluster of bees in a hive when you look at the map. So the map obviously is available to the general public, again, OregonGeology.org/SLIDO, S-L-I-D-O. How best to use, then? Can you kind of walk us through what expectations might be for the non-geologist to be able to look at this map and do something with it?
Yeah, so it's really a good way to get a sense of what landslides have occurred at your home, in your community, and to provide that general base of knowledge. So it's not intended as a site-specific assessment. It's not intended as a, you know, replacement for any kind of really good detailed assessment that a geotechnical engineer or other consultant might do. But it's that first step of information in what has happened in my area. So you can look and see, you know, have there been slides on my property? Have there been slides on a property I'm considering buying? You know, get that first base level of, okay, this is what happened in the past, so that you can then determine, you know, hey, if I'm thinking about buying something that lots of landslides have happened, maybe I should need to consult with a geotechnical engineer to tell me more. You know, when folks buy homes, they do the detailed inspection of the plumbing and the HVAC and all of these other systems, and it's just as important to take a look at the property and have that first step in thinking, okay, is there a landslide risk here? And then going that extra mile to determine whether or not you are making a good investment.
All right, so you certainly can see where your house is in relation to some of these slides. But how far back in history do some of these go? I mean, if we're talking about cataloging with LIDAR, I mean, could some of these have been very, very old slides that have not slid in recent years?
Exactly. Some of them are very, very old. The yellow points that you'll see, you know, when you click on each dot or when you click on each fan or scarf, you get the information about what map that that point was taken from. So the yellow dots are historic landslide points. So some of them are, you know, very, very old, and really, you know, that's why it is a good first place for information, but calling in a professional for a really thorough analysis is important to build some perspective around this information. And, of course, we're always, you know, if the community is looking at a map and they're like, I don't understand, what does this mean? They can give us a call and we can walk them through it.
All right. I'm trying to decipher some of the information here because when you click on one of the yellow dots on the map, you get stuff like historically active landslides, ODOT 2011. This is one, looks like in the Cottage Grove area. A lot of words here that don't necessarily add up to complete sentences or anything. So, I mean, what's the utility to the public if they're clicking on these yellow dots?
It gives us a sense of where to look for the information. So that all connects us as scientists back to where that information came from, and then we can provide more in-depth information about where that information originated.
Is there a most threatened by landslide part of Oregon? Is there a place where the landslides are least stable? Is there any sort of scale for relative stability?
You know, there's not. And, you know, we always, it's the areas that have a lot of slope. So we're talking Coast Range, we're talking west side of the state, we're talking mountainous territory. It's really, you know, if you live in an area that has a lot of steep slopes, if you live in an area that is prone to rainfall like we all do, then you're going to see some landslides.
Right. So any cautionary notes here, Allie, about people not getting too worried about things they might see on the map if they're doing the sort of examination you talked about, thinking about buying a piece of property and they see landslide nearby? I mean, what's the appropriate reaction?
Right. The appropriate reaction is to just look and see what's there, and then consult with somebody for your specific site. Like, don't automatically assume that you're at risk for landslides. Just take the information, say, okay, landslides have happened here, and then go to somebody for a site-specific assessment.
And who are the best people to see about those site-specific assessments?
So the Oregon Board of Geologist Examiners keeps a list of registered geotechnical engineers in the state. You would be looking at that kind of a person who would come and help you out and determine specifically what the concern could be for your property.
I want to know if there's any real-time monitoring in Oregon for some of the places that seem especially prone to landslides. And I should point out there's no color coding on this map. It's not like the yellow dots become red in any area, so it's all pretty much the same thing.
Exactly. It's static. It's static symbols.
But is there any real-time monitoring, for example, slide detectors, things like that, that would give people some warning that slides had happened before they cover roadways, for example?
We're not currently doing any monitoring. You know, I know that when big slides occur, that kind of on-the-ground active monitoring does happen, but we're not currently doing any ongoing monitoring of slide areas in Oregon.
Now that I think of it, that might be more of an ODOT function anyway, because they want
to
make sure the Oregon Department
That's
of Transportation.
That's what I was just thinking too. Exactly. Exactly. But it's also good, I mean, for people to know what to look for, especially in those areas that are mountainous, that are very slopey, that have had a lot of rainfall. So just as regular individuals, it's incredibly important to keep your eyes and your ears and all senses really on alert. You know, if you see a trickle of mud on the ground, if you see some loose stuff on the ground, if you're seeing cracks in the pavement, if you're seeing, you know, things that there's clear signs of the land is coming down, If you hear unusual sounds, these are all things that could mean that the ground is moving. So especially during that rainy season, which I'm really hoping we're done with through the year, but in those times of intense rainfall, just pay attention to what's around you. If there's a whole bunch of rocks loose on the ground that weren't there when you drove to work in the morning, that could mean that something's happening. If you notice a sudden crack in your property, wasn't there before, that could mean that the earth's moving. So just be aware of these differences that could indicate something's happening.
Will you see things like trees leaning?
Trees leaning, you know, unusual crackling sounds, sort of rocks clacking together. Really just pay attention to those changes. And then also do everything that you can to to manage the stormwater on your property, especially if you're in a really slopey area. Manage your stormwater appropriately. Don't, you know, divert everything that's coming off of your property down slope. Really be cautious about not creating circumstances in which landslides could occur.
All right. The topic here again is landslides, and we're talking about Slido, the statewide landslide information database for Oregon, which is, as we've just learned, a lot deeper and broader than it used to be. Allie Ryan is an Earth Science Information Officer with DOGAMI, the Oregon Department of Geology and Mineral Industries. Allie, thanks so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks, Jeffrey.
You bet. That'll do it for this hour of The Exchange. We will meet Jennifer Senior in hour two and talk about her book on parenting, All Joy and No Fun. That's coming up.